The condo by the park was quiet, but it wasn't the heavy, dead silence of the Towers estate. Robert sat on a folding chair, listening to the muffled thump of a neighbor's TV leaking through the thin drywall. In the mansion, he hadn't heard a human sound for 40 years unless he paged the intercom. Now, the world was bleeding in through the electrical outlets. Virginia arrived at sunset with a small bag and Bella tucked under her arm. The temporary bungalow was far too beige, she said, setting the cat on the laminate counter. And the kitchen sink leaked like a sieve in a rainstorm. Robert looked at her, the radical honesty itching at his throat. "I miss the noise, Virginia," he admitted, his voice rough.